Good morning. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. India and China agree to resume direct flights, reopen border trade and decide to set up working group to advance effective border management to maintain peace. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar to co-chair 26th session of India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission in Moscow today. US President Donald Trump rules out sending US troops to Ukraine as part of peace deal to end Russia's war, and at least 27 killed in a mosque attack in northern Nigeria. India and China have agreed to resume direct flight connectivity between Chinese mainland and India at the earliest and finalize an updated air services agreement. Both sides came to this agreement during bilateral talks between Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in New Delhi. Our correspondent reports that the two sides had positive, constructive and forward-looking discussions during the meeting on bilateral, regional and international issues of common interest. We have a detailed report from a correspondent.
Both sides have agreed to explore and resume various official bilateral dialogue mechanisms and exchanges. These include the setting up of a working group to advance effective border management in order to maintain peace and tranquility in the Indo-China border areas. Both sides agreed to set up an expert group to explore early harvest and boundary delimitation in the India-China border areas. The two sides exchanged views on trans-border reverse cooperation and agreed to give full play to the role of India-China expert-level mechanism on trans-border rivers while maintaining communication on renewal of the relevant MOUs. India and China have reached a consensus for facilitation of visas to tourists, businesses, media and other visitors in both directions. Both sides agreed to continue and further expand the scale of the Indian pilgrimage to Mount Kailash and Lake Mansarovar in Tibet, autonomous region of China, starting next year. The Chinese sides agreed to share hydrological information during emergency situations based on humanitarian considerations. Border trade will also be reopened via three designated trading points, namely Lipulekh Pass, Shipkila Pass and Nathula Pass. The External Affairs Ministry noted that both sides have reiterated the importance of maintaining peace and tranquility in the border areas to promote overall development of the India-China bilateral relationship. With Suparna Saikia, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will co-chair the 26th session of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation today. Dr. Jaishankar will also address the India-Russia Business Forum meeting in Moscow. We have a report.
The External Affairs Minister arrived in Moscow last evening on a three-day official visit to Russia. During the visit, the External Affairs Minister will also meet Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and review the bilateral agenda and share perspectives on regional and global issues. The visit aims to further strengthen the long-standing and time-tested India-Russia special and privileged strategic partnership. Mr. Jaishankar's visit follows the National Security Advisor Ajit Doval's recent visit to Moscow, where he held discussions with Russian President Vladimir Putin, First Deputy Prime Minister Manturov and Secretary of the Security Council Sergei Shoigu. Shigyasa Pandey, Akashvani News, Delhi.
US President Donald Trump made it clear that US troops will not be sent to Ukraine as part of any potential deal to end Russia's war. Trump, in a TV interview, also said that Ukraine's hopes of joining NATO and regaining the Crimean Peninsula from Russia are impossible. The Republican president, Ukrainian president Volodymyr Zelensky and other European leaders held hours of talks at the White House yesterday aimed at bringing an end to Russia-Ukraine conflict. The president also said that he's optimistic that a deal can be reached to end the Russian invasion, but he underscored that Ukraine will have to set aside its hope of getting back Crimea, which was seized by Russian forces in 2014, and its long-held aspirations of joining the NATO military alliance. Israel is demanding the release of all 50 hostages held in Gaza, casting doubt on whether it will accept a new proposal for a 60-day ceasefire that Hamas agreed to on Monday. According to the officials, the proposal was put forward by Qatar and Egypt would see the release of around half of the hostages and is almost identical to US proposal Israel had previously accepted. However, Israel has not explicitly rejected it, but according to Israeli government spokesman David Mensa, Israel is not interested in partial deals. The proposal would see 10 living and 18 dead hostages handed over while the sides negotiated a permanent ceasefire and the return of other hostages. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download news on AIR app. In northern Nigeria, at least 27 worshippers were killed and several injured when armed bandits attacked a mosque. Gunmen opened fire inside a mosque as Muslims gathered to pray in the remote community of local government area yesterday. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, but such attacks are common in Nigeria's northwestern and north central regions, where local herders and farmers often clash over limited access to land and water. The state's commissioner, Nasir Muazu, said the army and police have deployed in the area to prevent further attacks, adding that gunmen often hide among the crops in farms during the rainy season to carry out assaults on communities. Syria's Foreign Affairs Chief Assad Hassan al-Shebani met with the Israeli delegation in Paris to discuss efforts to reduce tensions and bolster stability in southern Syria. According to Syria's state news agency Sana, al-Shebani and the Israeli delegation focused on de-escalation, non-interference in Syria's internal affairs, and the revival of the 1974 disengagement agreement that has governed the frontier for decades. Their talks also covered ways to monitor the ceasefire in Swaida province, a flashpoint in the country's south. The meeting, held under U.S. mediation, is part of a wider diplomatic push to safeguard Syria's territorial integrity and promote regional security. An earthquake of magnitude 3.7 jolted Pakistan in the early hours today. The quake was felt in Islamabad, Rawalpindi, Peshawar, Swat, and Chitral and Abbottabad. According to the seismic network of the Pakistan Meteorological Department, its epicenter was the Hindu Kush region in Afghanistan at a depth of 190 kilometers. No casualties have been reported so far. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres praised relief workers on World Humanitarian Day and urged action to protect their safety amid conflicts and disasters around the world. He emphasized that humanitarians are the last lifeline for over 300 million people caught in conflict or disaster worldwide, but face increasing dangers. In 2024, at least 398 workers were killed globally, marking a record high. This number represents a 31% increase from the previous year. The Indian benchmark indices slipped marginally in the morning session amid mixed global cues. The BSE Sensex fell by 112 points, or 0.14%, to 81,531. Nifty 50 slipped by 41 points, or 0.16%, to 24,939 points in the early trade today. Broader markets underperformed, with the Nifty Mid-Cap 100 ending in the red at 0.17%, and Nifty Small-Cap indices also dropped by 0.19%. Nifty Bank was down by 0.42%. Most of the other indices showed moderate losses, up to 0.50%. Asia-Pacific markets fell in the early trading session, tracking Wall Street decline overnight. In the U.S. markets, the Dow Jones was up by 0.2%, while the Nasdaq declined by 1.46%, and the S&P 500 fell by 0.59%. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and China agree to resume direct flights, reopen border trade, and decide to set up working group to advance effective border management to maintain peace. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar to co-chair 26th session of India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission in Moscow today. U.S. President Donald Trump rules out sending U.S. troops to Ukraine as part of peace deal to end Russia's war. And at least 27 killed in a mosque attack in northern Nigeria. And that is the end of this news bulletin.